share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Trigger warning. This article contains elements of sexual assault that some readers may find distressing. Reader discretion is advised. There have recently been a number of reports of women sharing their horrible experiences in facing sexual assault and harassment in the parking lot of various shopping centers. What makes things worse is that when trying to report such incidents, the women are often laughed at or made to feel as if what they had gone through is normal and is instead their fault. In yet another instance, a woman recently shared an incident where she had been sexually assaulted in the parking lot of a retail area in Selinger. On the 21st of December, Nina posted on her Instagram urging ladies to be extra careful and vigilant of their surroundings. I was sexually assaulted and molested by an unknown man this morning at the parking area of a retail area in front of my 2-year-old daughter. As hard as it is for me to share the news, for the safety of others, I decided that I should. Never thought that it would ever happen to me, she added. Nina said that she felt as if she had taken things for granted, thinking that it was a place that I frequently go to every week, thinking that it was safe. She then recounted her experience of the traumatizing incident. Nina mentioned that as she was nearing her car, she noticed the reflection of a person in the car in front of her, and she thought that the person was heading towards their car too. My daughter was sat in the trolley. As I was nearing my car, a man came from behind and groped my breasts. I panicked, and all I managed to do was scream. All of my martial arts training went out the door in that moment. Unfortunately, there was no one else around at the time, she said. The attacker let go and ran away. I somehow managed to shout, "Kerrang! Ajar!" at him, she added. She then collapsed to the ground as the man ran away. Unfortunately, she did not manage to see the face of the man, as he came from behind and was wearing a mask. Nina explained that she immediately went back up to the retail area and called her husband. I was crying on the phone like a crazy woman, but no one stopped to ask or help. Unfortunately, there were no CCTVs in the area and no witnesses. Nina said that after her husband, brother and sister-in-law had arrived at the scene, one of the security guards said that there are no surveillance cameras at the area of the incident. We were appalled, and imagine our surprise when we learned that they only had 10 security personnel for such a big place. She also explained that as they went back to the area to submit a report, the security told her that another woman went through the same thing she did. She even dropped her 6-month-old baby. Most probably the culprit was the same person. According to Nina, the police stated that the woman did not went in to make a police report, which further proves that women are often too scared to report. Told to tutup orat when making police report. To make matters even worse, Nina recalled how that as she went to the police station to make a report, the police officer had the audacity to comment on what she was wearing. Gave me advice about tutup orat. Best part? The sergeant is a woman. She then apologized, after Nina had confronted her and told her off for victim blaming. Nina also shared an image of what she was dressed like on that day. This was what I was wearing when I was molested. So tell me, what's wrong with my clothes? Other women have shared similar experiences. Speaking to World of Buzz, Nina said that after sharing her experience, she has received quite the number of messages from other women who have been in the same situation as her. But they're either scared or embarrassed to report. Most said that they sort of expect the same kind of treatment that they would receive when reporting as I did. She also mentioned that the police officer told her that she is the first case that they have received from the retail park, when in reality, it has happened a few times before. Because no one has ever reported, so the security are not tightened there. If it continues like this, the security will forever stay as it is and they'll just treat my case as an isolated case, she added. World of Buzz has reached out to the retail park and will be waiting for a statement. Although the chances look slim, we hope that the perpetrator will eventually get caught in the act and be punished accordingly. Read the full story below. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Nina Shazrina at Ninachu RU. Have you ever had a similar encounter? Let us know in the comments. Also read: Malaysian sexually harassed by trolley attendant in KL Mall, although husband and child there. Source: Nina, Instagram source. 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 Nina, Instagram. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.